joining us on this Friday for the Let's Talk. It's exciting to have an opportunity to be able to share with you a passage of Scripture on this Friday. So as you start your day, or maybe you're ending your day, maybe you're just driving down the road, just an opportunity for you to be around the Scriptures. I'm going to be reading a passage out of Psalm 124. And so as you go to that passage, it is a Psalm of David. It's an opportunity of thanksgiving. It's an opportunity for the nation of Israel to reflect on some of the things that they needed in the past, and then how God stepped in amazing ways and did the thing that God could do, the God card, to demonstrate his power, and that no other person could get the credit. And so it's kind of neat to be able to go that passage of Scripture, because if you're like me, there's a temptation to get distracted by all the things that are going on in the world. And so it's just a refreshing little phrase at the end of Psalm 124. Before I read that, let me just share some neat things happening. One, inside of our church family, we were made aware on Monday that God provided $40,000 through our Growth Fund Challenge. It was an online gift. And so if you're that person, we want to say thank you. Also, talking to the Youth for Christ staff, Tuesdays ago, there was a young man that was a sixth grader that said yes to the gospel for the first time. And we want to celebrate that. It's neat to see God opening doors for you for Christ. And also for us as a church family to be aware that when students are reached with Youth for Christ, those students aren't students that are going to walk into a church. They're typically students that come from broken homes, from difficult backgrounds. And so they're the unreached people of our own community. And so it's just so neat to watch God work. And we want to thank the Lord for that. I'm not sure what's going on in your life today, in your family, in your neighborhood, or in your community. But there's one thing that I do know. Psalm 124 and verse 8 reminds us of this. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Our helper is the creator of heaven and earth. And so when I read that verse, joy comes to my heart and soul, knowing that no matter what is going on around me, no matter what the situation is, no matter how bad it is, or no matter how good it is, my help is found in the Lord. And so David wanted to remind that, you know, it's just kind of neat. Our help is found in the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who's growing the trees, making the shrubs grow, watching the grass grow, allowing the weeds to grow, causing corn to grow and watermelons to grow and strawberries to grow. That's where our help comes from. And so as we look horizontally, as you read news, as you listen to people, as you see things that are just unbelievable, you think that's not even possible. I was reading the other day that 100 people a day will die because they love Jesus. And I was thinking, wow, that's unbelievable. And so knowing that our help is in the Lord, no matter if it's the people that are looking to death today because they love Jesus, or is the person that woke up and the sun is outside and they had breakfast and they're opening their Bible and they say, wow, look where my help comes from today. I'm just going to walk with you today, Jesus. And so as we enter into the world today, or as you end your evening or whatever's going on, remind yourself of this psalm, that the help doesn't come from you. It doesn't come from the government. It doesn't come from your neighbors. It doesn't come from your friends. Our help comes from the Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. And so, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather. We thank you for your word and the power. Thank you for things that you left for us so that we can read and study and think. And so, Lord, help us to run to you for our help, to be our help. We are reminded that you are maker of heaven and earth. So as we see the things that are around us, may we stop and pause and say, wow, what a mighty God we serve. And allow us as sons and daughters to give you our stuff as we battle each day. Now, for your glory, it's your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.